സദാശിവസമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യമധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യപര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരുപരംപരാം. പേജ് 15 വേഴ്സ് 7. വിഷയേഭ്യഃ പരാവൃത്തിഃ പരമോപരതിർഹി സഹനം സർവദുഃഖാനാം തിതിക്ഷാ സാ ശുഭാ മതം. വി ആർ സീയിങ് ദ ടോപ്പിക് ഓഫ് സാധന ചതുഷ്ടയ സമ്പത്തി, വൈരാഗ്യ വിവേക ഷട്ക സമ്പത്തി ആൻഡ് മുമുക്ഷുത്വം. ദ ഓർഡർ ഈസ് വിവേക വൈരാഗ്യ, ബട്ട് ഹിയർ ശങ്കരാചാര്യ ഗിവ് മോർ ഇമ്പോർട്ടൻസ് ടു വൈരാഗ്യം ഫസ്റ്റ്. സോ ഡിസ്പാഷൻ, വിവേക മീൻസ് ഡിസ്ക്രിമിനേഷൻ. ഷട്ക സമ്പത്തി മീൻസ് ഓൾ ഡിസിപ്ലിൻസ് റിക്വയർഡ് ടു ഗെറ്റ് ജ്ഞാനം, ജ്ഞാനയോഗ്യത സാധനാനി. ഷട്ക സമ്പത്ത്, ക്ഷമ, ദമ, ഉപരമ, തിതിക്ഷ, ശ്രദ്ധ, സമാധാനം. We are seeing that third sadhana chatushtaya sampatti, in which there are six subdivisions. Number one is shama, mind control. Number two is dama, sense control. Bahya indriya nigraha. Shama means antar indriyam, that is antahkaranam, mano nigraha. Shama, dama, these two we saw in the last class in the 6th shloka. Vasana tyagaha, habitual notions which are all hidden in subconscious mind, all those experiences happened long ago, they are all registered in the mind at subconscious level. They come to surface and distract the mind, disturbs the mind. Therefore, one has to come out of those vasanas. Past is dead and gone, but they come to surface without our permission. So therefore, vasana tyagaha shamaha. Shankaracharya says this is very very important. Otherwise, that mind is not available for shravanam. A mind which is full of vasanas all the time, previous imprints in the mind, especially when you are listening to the class, only come they are. Because this is one-way traffic here. The teacher is not allowing you to talk. You are a passive listener. Teacher only actively talking in 1 hour, that too. Therefore, this is the ideal time for the mind to dig the old vasanas, past experiences, and it rotate in those past vasanas. Therefore, student must be very alert, not allowing any past experiences to come to surface. That's why it is known as shamaha, vasana tyagaha. Then nigrahaha, bahya vrittinam. Bahya vrittinam, the external bahya vrittis, thoughts which mind is going because of what sense objects, they are contacted by the sense organs. the sense organs are contacting with the sense objects. Jnana Indriyani, Shabda Sparsha Rupa Rasa Gandha, so attractive. Because if you step on to the road, all advertisement, sign boards, so many hoardings you see. Without your knowledge, your eyes are attracted to that, and advertisements, verbally they attract your ears, even though you are not interested. And khajana, if you see the jewelry, even though you are not buying, you go on looking at them. So many varieties of ornaments. You are not going to wear, you are not going to buy, but eyes are looking at that. Design nanna irukke paakalame. So design is so nice, eyes are going towards that. Like that, so every sense organ is attracted towards its corresponding object. May you withdraw. Don't allow your sense organs to go outwards to their corresponding object. Illegitimate, immoderate wandering of the sense organs towards sense objects. Minimum function of their corresponding objects and sense organs is inevitable. You cannot avoid for livelihood, survival. But not too much, no? That day, you know, news that, I hope you all of you know that news. When the Pakistan and India match was going on, there was a theft happened in Chennai. Nobody knows that the thief came inside and opened the birwa and took all silver vessels and he went. They are watching the match so interestingly, you know. What is that? Attraction, sense organ attracted to sense objects. So much immersed that in focusing mind is there on Shastra, Aham Brahmasmi Jnana will come, definitely. But how much attraction is there in that? So, Damaha Bahya Vruttinam Nigraha. Nigraha means here not suppression, but legitimate, moderate function of sense organs allowed, but immoderate, illegitimate wandering of sense organs towards sense objects, going towards that I have to drop. That is why Viveka said before. Viveka is required. What to see, what not to see, when to see, how much to see, what to listen, what not to listen, how much to listen, when to listen. Like that, for every organ you have to supply. For every organ. How, when, what not. All these we have to, this is called scrutiny. You remember my metal detector. Okay. Scrutiny is called a metal detector. I have to monitor. Then, Vishayebhyaha paravrittihi parama uparatihi. Next subdivision. Shama, Dama, over. Then Uparamaha. Uparama alone is called Uparatihi. Uparati alone is Uparama. Uparama alone Uparati. Ram dhatu. Ram to revel. Uparati means not reveling. Not reveling. Not reveling in what? In Vishaya, sense objects. Vishayebhyaha paravrittihi. Paravrittihi means withdrawal. Withdrawal of your mind and sense organs. Mind and sense organs. Mind only says, go and see that, here, here, here. Mind only activates the sense organs. So I have to give a command to the mind. Mind has to give command to the sense organs. Don't go to outwards. Like the tortoise, amai. So withdraw. Kurmongani ivan. விஷயேப்யா, கரஸ்பாண்டிங் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ், பராவிருத்திஹி வித்ட்ராயிங், உபரதிஹி இட் இஸ் நோன் ஆஸ் உபரதிஹி பரமா, இட் இஸ் வெரி வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் சுப்ரீம் குவாலிஃபிகேஷன் உபரதிஹி. பிகாஸ் வித்தவுட் அவர் நாலேஜ் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ் மைண்ட் கோஸ் அவுட்வர்ட்ஸ். உபரதி இஸ் ஆல்மோஸ்ட் லைக் எ சந்நியாசி. ஸோ எவ்ரி வேதாந்திக் ஸ்டூடெண்ட் இஸ் எ சந்நியாசி, மஸ்ட் பி எ சந்நியாசி. தென் ஓன்லி சாஸ்திரா என்டர்ஸ். வெதர் யூ ஆர் எக்ஸ்டர்னல் சந்நியாசி ஆர் நாட் இஸ் நாட் தட் டசன்ட் மேட்டர், பட் யூ மஸ்ட் பி அன் இன்டர்னல் சந்நியாசி. சந்நியாசம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? ரினவுன்சிங், ரினன்சியேஷன், renunciation of objects, going towards those objects attraction I have to drop, that's called sannyasa. Not going towards too many transactions. Too many transactions once you keep, your mind is preoccupied. Therefore keep minimum activities which are not obstructing you your spiritual pursuit. Otherwise your time, your energy will be dragged without your knowledge, your precious valuable capacity of your body, mind, everything taken away by the worldly objects, worldly relations, worldly transactions, worldly all any transaction for that matter. We have to be very very careful. Every minute is very very precious. Once it goes, it will not come back. But very few students are very alert in that. Many students are dragged by their some activity or other, and some interaction with or other, they are all preoccupied. Either family matters or job matters or some other matters, something or other, except Shravanam. Except doing mananam, except nididhyasanam, they waste their time. That is why our Vedantic students, why in every prakarana grantha they highlight sadhana chatushtaya sampatti. Even though we know all of them, chatta sampatti, by heart, but how much we are implementing into our life is a question. That we have to check. I need a quality mind, quality time to grasp the subtle areas of that Vedanta. Just listening to casual listening won't give jnanam. I require a drushyate tu agriyaya buddhya sukshmaya sukshma darshibhi. That sukshma darshitvam, subtle mind is possible when you withdraw. No more transactions, no extra transactions, unnecessary gossiping with anyone, about anyone, with anyone, about anyone. Avoid. Don't talk. Maunam. Before you are talking, you just do what? All editing. Edit pannanum. Before you are talking, that is called uparatihi, withdrawal. Then you get a tremendous quality mind. You absorb the shastra like a sponge. I told you in the last class, Xerox, like a sponge, that blotting paper. You remember? Such a mind alone can grasp. That's why uparati is very, having tremendous impact. That is why our people have the practice of doing japa, meditation. So uparati practice will increase more and more if you do japa and dhyanam. Without these practices, shastra is so tough for a person whose mind is preoccupied. What was the example? Scribbled board. Scribbled blackboard. our mind is also like a scribbled blackboard. It must be clean. It must be clean. You have to dust it. But we can never monitor then that mind is heavier. It goes all around except Shastra. When the subject, tough subject comes, it goes off. It goes off. It don't ask you because that mind is not ready. It is very gross mind. It is not a subtle mind because you have not trained the mind. Let's say that mind says, these are all not for me. Let me doze off. Either doze off or go out checker. Let me have a checker, some window shopping like. Anyhow, Uparati is very important. This is the third Chakka Sampatti. Then the fourth one is Titiksham. Sahanam Sarva Dukkhanam. Vedantic student has to develop tremendous forbearance or tolerance power. The tolerance power is very, very important. If I don't have the tolerance power under any unfavorable situations, if I don't have tolerance power, forbearance, under unfavorable situations, my mind will react. Impulsively I act. That mind which takes decisions wrongly. Once it is impulsive, it starts reacting. Once it starts reacting, it gets anger and it is so restless, disturbed, that mind, because of lack of forbearance, lack of patience. And fut, you shout at others because of lack of titiksha. Sarva dukkhanam, all unfavorable experiences you have to bear. You have to bear without any apratikara purvakam. Shankaracharya writes in Viveka Chudamani, sahanam sarva dukkhanam apratikara purvakam, non-revengeful. I should not have any idea of revenge. Mind says, go, take revenge, tit for tat, tit for tat. One side mind is go on pricking, provoking you. No, I don't want to take any revenge, either physically or verbally or mentally also. On the other hand, I pray for that person. I pray for that person also. Who is the cause for my bitter experience through unfavorable activities or behavior? I should not take any revenge. Therefore, sahanam sarva dukkhanam matra sparshastu kaunteya shitoshna sukha dukkhadaha agama apayino nityaha tam titikshasva bharata. Titikshasva, may you bear it. Afterwards everything will pass on, pass on. It will go. For some time it comes, a provoking situation comes. Develop tremendous titiksha. Never have any sort of revenge or any sort of disturbance in the mind. Difficult. Under all unfavorable situations. If I have that titiksha, I get shanti, peace later. If I just provoke myself under unfavorable situations and I react, my impulsive responses, all because of that I react and behave in such a vulnerable way I behave, suppose. Later I will get guilt. Then I feel day and night my behavior itself, I hate myself. Why I did like that? Kimahagum sadhuna karavam, kimahagum papamakaravam iti. Why I did like this? Why I spoke like that? All this comes in my mind. I become so restless later. Therefore, at that time when it comes, when my teeth, you know, bites my tongue, what I do? I titiksha. What's a titiksha? I have a lot of titiksha at that time. Pallu naaku kadicha enna pannuven? We are taking out the tooth? No. We are keeping there itself. How many times we are getting that favorable or unfavorable? Unfavorable situation. Therefore, in life, bitter experiences are bound to come. So therefore, deliberately I have to take a decision. Kartum akartum anyathava kartum. I have to take a decision under that unfavorable situation. I have to face that person. I have to face that situation. What to do? How to do? How to respond? In a healthy way, I have to respond. Not an impulsive way. Kartum akartum. Let me not take any response. Let me keep quiet some time. No reaction, but action. Anyathava kartum. Let me do in a other way. I have a choice. Therefore, let me develop titiksha. That is very, very important. And you feel so much spiritual upliftment when you have titiksha. Just as Bhumata has got lot of titiksha, all atrocities she is bearing. The people doing lot of atrocities, Bhumata is bearing. That much tremendous sahanam we require. Especially Vedantic students. For all people it is required. For all people it is required. What about Vedantic student? Vedantic student much more. Then only you are eligible for Atma Jnanam. You get Jnana Yogyata. You are eligible for Jnanam. Then we are ready to renounce Jnanam. Because titiksha is not possible for me. Let me renounce Jnanam. People are very, very diffident. No? I am not able to bear. I am not able to control. I am not able to. This is a negative way of thinking. It is so tough. It is so difficult. It is impossible. Vedantic student is one who never say impossible. It is difficult, but it is not impossible. Even though it is difficult, it is worth to practice because I am a Vedantic student. I need it. I want to put into my life, I want to imbibe that quality because I want moksha. Therefore, no choice, no option. Shakka Sampatti, so many five are there, one can I skip? No choice, no option. Four over, next step, two more. In 8th shloka, we will read. Shama, Dama, Uparama, Uparati, Titiksha, over. Now 5th one is Shraddha, 6th one is Samadhanam. Nigamacharya Vakyeshu. Bhakti Shraddheti Vishruta. Chittaikagryam tu sallakshe. Kagryam tu sallakshe. Samadhanamiti smrutam. In the first line, Acharya gives that fifth one, fifth shakta sampatti, subdivision. Shraddha. Shraddha kidrushi in tattva bodha. Guru Vedanta vakyeshu vishvasah shraddha. If you remember, listen the shraddha word immediately, Bhagavad Gita ஸ்ரத்தாவான் லபதே ஜ்ஞானம். The one who is having shraddha, he or she alone can get jnanam, labhate jnanam. Nigama acharya vakyeshu bhaktihi. Bhaktihi means vishwasaha, faith. Faith is an English word, but it is not up to the mark, not exact translation of shraddha. Shraddha is equal to shraddha. Okay, that is the right translation. What translation? Vishwasaha. On what? Shraddha on what? Nigama vakyeshu. Nigama means Vedanta vakyeshu. In Veda, the two portions are there. First portion of Veda, Purva Bhaga of Veda is Dharma. Whole Purva Bhaga of Veda you want to put in two letters. You want to put in two letters. Suppose anyone asks, can you put whole Veda into four words? Four letters, not words even. Four letters. Yes, I can put whole Veda into four letters. How? Purva Bhaga of Veda, two letters, Dharma. Later Bhaga, Veda Anta Bhaga, Uttara Bhaga of Veda is Brahma. Dharma, Brahma. This is the essence of Veda. Dharma and Brahma. Nigama means what? Veda, Dharma and Brahma. Vishaye. So first you live dharmic life by Chama, Dama, Uparama, Titiksha. Then you are fit to follow dharmic life. Dharma is very important, which will help you to know Brahma later. Dharma will lead to Brahma. In English we can say, strict disciplined life will lead to liberation. How? Strict disciplined life means what? Shama Dama will lead to liberation means what? Automatically you are attracted to a guru, Mahatma, noble people because of strict disciplined life. You love to attend Mahatma's discourses naturally and you start listening. Then they talk about what? Dharma, then Brahma. When they are talking about Brahma, that Brahman is none other than you yourself, then you are attracted more and you continue the class, next class. See, Nigama Vakyeshu. Nigama cannot open by itself, it cannot unfold itself. Nigama means here Agama or Nigama is known as Veda, Vedanta. So Dharma must culminate into Brahma. Yes or no? Dharma must culminate into Brahma. That is the Veda's culmination. Brahma Jnanam Moksha. Therefore, once you have Shraddha in Nigama, Vedas, that Veda cannot unfold itself. It is a Shabdam. But you require a Sampradaya Guru who is having the key, Sampradaya key. So Guru Vakyeshu. Ved, Nigama Vakyeshu, Guru Vakyeshu. That Guru Vakya, which is a Nigama Vakya. Vedanta Vakyeshu, which comes through Guru, from Guru's mouth. When Guru is talking, some statements appear, seems to appear as though illogical. Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. The Jagat, the whole thing is like a Swapnam. It is illogical. Appears as though illogical. No, Swapnam. How it can be Swapnam? Unakku pallu vali vandha theriyum. Mutti vali vandha theriyum. Swapnama. Chumma solra. Illogical ah thonum. Isn't it? At that time, our intellect questions, how can this universe be Mithya? How can I be Brahman? You know, Guru is talking. Shraddha is not there because intellect objecting, questioning. No, these are all not possible, impracticable. What? Tithiksha is impracticable. Uparati is more impracticable. So the mind and the intellect together rejecting them. They are rejecting, questioning, inside argument is going on. Means what? I don't have Shraddha on Guru Vedanta Vakya. On Guru Vedanta Vakya. Because everyone is nodding head, therefore I also nodded my head. But I am not able to accept them. That's why that illogicality you feel in the Shastra, it is not in the Shastra. There is no illogicality. Impracticability is not there in Shastra. Everything is practicable. Everything is logical in Shastra. But your intellect, your mind is having some problem. It is not having sufficient Shraddha in Guru Vedanta. You don't have Shraddha. Therefore, there is no dosha, defect in Shastra. Shastra is saying, making so many statements which are, I'm not able to grasp at all. So much difference. Lot of contradictory it appears, it seems. But unless I have tremendous Shraddha, Vishwasa on my Guru, and Guru's statements, which are all coming from my Guru's mouth, that is the truth. If I have that Shraddha, then Shastra works. If I have any iota of doubt, that dosha is in my understanding, not in my Guru, not in Shastra. But our dosha, intellect dosha, pramatra dosha, the person who is having in his understanding, there is dosha. This dosha we superimpose on Shastra and Guru. We superimpose upon them. And we look some mistake in their teaching. We look some contradiction in Shastra. We look everything illogical. How is it possible? As though we know everything. No. And we reject the Shastra silently. Silently. We don't want to say outside. Silently. Shastra knows. Guru may not know whether you have Shraddha or not. Shastra Mata knows. Shastra Mata knows she will not open herself to you because you don't have Shraddha. So Shankaracharya asking, may you have tremendous Shraddha on Guru Vedanta Vakyam. Nigama Acharya. Acharya means here, who is Acharya? Vedanta Acharya. The one who unfolds the scriptural statements, Mahavakyams. Achinoti hi shastrani achare sthapayatyapi. The one who has studied Shastra thoroughly. Achinoti hi shastrani achare sthapayatyapi. Makes others to practice and swayam acharate. Practice oneself. All the instructions, vidhi, instructions follow, nishedha, what are all prohibited, prohibit, avoid. All this they put into their life and make others also to practice. Achinotihi shastrani, achare sthapayatyapi, swayam acharate, yasmat, tasmat, acharya iti uchyate. Who is Acharya? Just Acharya you cannot call everyone. The one who has studied Shastra thoroughly, number one. And the one who is following the Shastra, whatever is said in Shastra, the one who is implementing in their life. All rules and regulations, all the way, throughout life. And making others to practice those Acharams, which are all given in Shastra, helping others, instructing others, making them to put into practice slowly, slowly, others also, not just by verbal teaching, by their own life being an exemplary, by practicing themselves, and they are exemplary to others. That is the way they are instructing. they are not preachers, but they are teachers. Preachers are different from teachers. I don't want to enter into that topic. Okay. Nigama, Acharya. Vakyeshu. Vakya means Mahavakyam. Avantara Vakyam. Mahavakyam. There are so many Vakyams which are important, we should know. Acharya is pointing out Vakyeshu means you, Bhagavad Gita is there. There are so many slokas, hundreds and hundreds of slokas. Which, what are the important slokas to claim Aham Brahmasmi? I should know. That is called Tatparya Lingam. All slokas, I need not focus too much. I need not waste my time. I can study, but where is Tatparyam? On which sloka I have to focus more? Which sloka is talking about Brahma Jnanam? Which sloka is talking about Aham Brahmasmi? Highlighting Nasato Vidyate Bhavaha Karmanya Karmaya Pashyet 12th to 25th sloka of second chapter. If you are thorough, okay. Except that portion, many people love Bhagavad Gita 8th chapter. You know why? Shukla Gati, Krishna Gati, after death, travel, they are all focusing their attention on that. Acharya says, Vakyeshu, Mahavakyeshu. Therefore, when it happened, whether Krishna taught in battlefield, how he taught Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, why he taught only to Arjuna, all these unnecessary questions. Why we have to bother? Why he taught only to Arjuna? People go on asking, what he taught to Arjuna? They won't focus. Why he taught only to Arjuna by leaving other Pandavas? He can teach all of them, five of them, calling and keeping. All of you sit down, I will teach you Bhagavad Gita. Why you are interested in that? No? Paramarthananda Swamiji puts a joke. No? There's Sankham, all these Pancha Janyam Rishi Kesham. All those Shankha names comes, Kanch. Every Kanch name of Pandava's Kanch name comes. And when the talk is going on, one person come and ask, Swamiji, Ghatodgacha Kanch name is what? What is the name of the Ghatodgacha's Kanch? Ghatodgacha, you know, Bhima's son. Because he is a very huge body, hefty body. So he must be having a big conch. What is the name of that conch? Why you are interested in that conch? Like this, people are distracted, deviated for unnecessary discussion. And they go on talking, talking, talking with others. The Shastra says, Ananta Shastram Bahuveditavyam Alpasya Kalaha Bahavasya Vignaha. Yet sarabhutam, whatever is sara, you take that only, like Hamsa. Otherwise, you miss the train. What is the train? Moksha. Moksha train you will miss. Because there are very juicy, very interesting, curious. People are very curious in other things. Acharya is very particular here. Nigama. Acharya Vakyeshu, Vedanta Vakyeshu, Bhaktihi. Bhaktihi means tremendous Vishwasa, Pramana Buddhihi, Pramanya Buddhi. Guru Vakyam is Pramanyam. When you see this clip, it is yellow, lemon yellow. Yes? You want to verify with your ears? When your eyes have given answer, what? This is lemon yellow. Color is lemon yellow. Do you want to verify with your ear? Or do you want to verify with your nose? No. Why? All our sense organs only know. Why can't you verify? All our jnana indriyams. Why not? No. Eyes alone can function regarding color. Ears cannot enter the field of color. Ears are also pramanam, means of knowledge, but they cannot enter in the field of color. This is called pramanya buddhi. How much you have trust on your eyes? How much trust you have on your eyes? you never have any doubt. That is called pramanya buddhi. I trust my eyes. This is called pramanya buddhi. I have vishwasa. I have shraddha in my eyes functioning. I never verify with other pramanam. On the other hand, they cannot function in this field. Like that. Boat is water worthy, flight is air worthy, car is road worthy. Car cannot go in the water, boat cannot come onto the road, flight cannot come onto the waters, onto the road. Why? They are worthy there only. Similarly, regarding Jiva, regarding Ishvara, regarding Jagat, if I want to know, you cannot verify from any source other than Veda. That too, Upanishadic. Nigama, you can take it as Upanishadic Vakyam. Upanishadic is the end portion, Vedanta Bhaga. That alone can talk about Brahma, Ishvara, Jagat, Jivatma, Paramatma, Aikyam. Therefore, I cannot verify these topics through any other means. That Shraddha must be there. That is called, I have Shraddha in my Guru. My Guru is ultimate for me, my Shastra is ultimate for me. I want to know through that Pramanam only. Just as you have Pramanya Buddhi on your eyes, similarly, you must have Pramanya Buddhi in Nigama, in Guru. Nigama cannot open by itself. Guru is required. Guru is required. I have to approach a Guru. I have to learn from my Guru. I have to study thoroughly, not casually. Thoroughly, for a length of time, Shravanam. What is that Shravanam? Paramardhananda Swamiji's sentence, you have to remember. Consistent and systematic study of Vedantic scriptures under a competent, alive acharya for a length of time. That is a Vishwasana. Guru Vedanta Vakyeshu Vishwasaha Shraddha. Vishruta. Vishruta means this is very, very well known. Vedanta Prasiddha Ityartha. In Vedanta, this is Prasiddhi. Vedanta alone is the Pramanyam to know regarding my real nature. So Vedanta, Vishruta means very popular, well known. This is called Shraddha. Then what about sixth one? Chittaikagriyam Sat Lakshe. Sal Lakshe. Sat plus Lakshe, Sal Lakshe. Sat means here, Sadeva Somya Idamagra Asit. Sat existence. Sat principle, Brahman alone was there before the creation. That Sat Laksham. I want to know that Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Laksham. My Laksham, my Gamyam, my goal is only towards that. No other any goal. My top priority is only for that. Sallakshe chitta aikagriyam. Ekagrasya bhavaha aikagriyam. Focusing, capacity. Chitta aikagriyam. Mental focusing. In Ashtanga Yoga, dharana. They call it as dharana. Capacity to focus the mind at least 1 hour in the class, later other timings also. In the class, 1 hour I have to focus. Chitta ekagrata, one-pointedness of the mind. Upon what? Not all other things. Sallakshya, bhagatyaga lakshana, on that only. Satyam jnanam anantam brahma and mahavakya I have to focus. All other statements, there is no tatparyam. Sadeva saumya idamagra asit, only I have to focus. Sixth chapter of Chandogya Upanishad. Sallakshe சமாதானம் இது ஸ்மிருதம், தட் இஸ் கால்ட் சமாதானம். வாட் இஸ் சமாதானம்? சித்த ஏகாகிரதா. வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் டெட் டு மீ, ஐ ஆம் டெட் டு த வேர்ல்ட். When I am listening to Shastra, when I am contemplating, I am doing Shravanam, I must have that much concentration power. Yamadharmaraja was admired of Nachiketas. What a student I have got, Nachiketa, I am so fortunate. You are really a brilliant, excellent student. Guru was so happy by that student, Nachiketa. சித்தைகாக்ரியம் தூ சல்லக்ஷே சமாதானம் இது ஸ்மிருதம். நோ எனி அதர் ப்ரையாரிட்டி இன் மை லைஃப், நோ அதர் கோல். வாட் இஸ் யுவர் கோல்? மோக்ஷா. வாட் இஸ் தட் மோக்ஷா? தட் ஞான பிராப்தி, மோக்ஷ பிராப்தி, ஞான இச்சா, ஓன்லி மை கோல். வாட் அபவுட் அதர் ப்ரையாரிட்டிஸ், அதர் கோல்ஸ்? தேர் ஆர் இன்டர்மீடியரி, ஐ எம் நாட் ஃபோக்கசிங் ஆன் தெம். My focusing is only on this. They are only intermediary goals. Minimum I need it, therefore I am taking care of them. But my focusing is on this only. Next. That is why ashrama dharma, brahmacharya ashrama, grihastha ashrama, vanaprastha ashrama, sannyasa ashrama, why all of them are called ashrama? Brahmacharya ashrama means brahmacharya, that bachelor, the student life is also a sadhana for me. Ashrama means a sadhana for my spiritual pursuit. Grihastha ashrama is also a sadhana for my spiritual pursuit. Vanaprastha ashrama is also a sadhana for my spiritual pursuit. Even sannyasa ashrama, the sannyasa ashrama ellathukume vandhathu paathalo, if you don't convert your lifestyle into spiritual pursuit, everything will become shrama, not ashrama. Grihastha shrama, it is not ashrama. If you are converting your family into burdensome, no, struggling, means what? There is a shrama. Can you call it as ashrama? Ashrama is that where we enjoy peace, calm. Here in Grihastha ashrama, you are enjoying peace and calmness. That means you have not converted your Grihastha hold, that means householder life, as ashrama. You are having anxiety in household life, means what? You have converted Grihastha ashrama into shrama. Gone. Don't make like that. Every stage of life is an ashrama according to our shastra. Next shloka. With this shakta sampatti over, among these sadhana chatushtaya sampatti, three are over. Now fourth one, mumukshutvam. Samsara bandha nirmuktihi. கதம் மே ஸ்யாத் கதா விதே இதி யா சுத்ருடா புத்திஹி வக்தவ்யா சா முமுக்ஷுதா. நௌ முமுக்ஷுத்வம், டிசைர் for moksha, liberation. Moktum iccha mumuksha, tasya bhavaha mumukshutvam. Mokshome iccha, moktum iccha, mokshome illa, moktum iccha mumuksha. Free from, I want to be free from what? Samsara bandha nirmuktihi. நிர்முக்தி, நிச்சயேன நிதராம், டோட்டல் ஃப்ரீடம் ஃப்ரம் வாட்? சம்சார பந்த, ஃப்ரம் த பாண்டேஜ் ஆஃப் ஜனன மரண சக்கரம். சம்சாரா மீன்ஸ் வாட்? ஜனன மரண சக்கரம், சம்சார பந்த, விச் இஸ் பாண்டேஜ். இட் இஸ் லைக் எ கன்ஃபைன்மெண்ட், பாண்டேஜ்.
നിർമുക്തി കഥം മേ സ്യാത്, ഹൗ വിൽ ഇറ്റ് കം ടു മീ ദാറ്റ് ലിബറേഷൻ, ഫ്രീഡം ഫ്രം ദിസ് സംസാര, ഹൗ വിൽ ഇറ്റ് കം ടു മീ, കഥം മേ സ്യാത്, ഹൗ വിൽ ഐ ഗെറ്റ് ഇറ്റ്, ഹൗ വിൽ ഇറ്റ് കം ടു മീ, കഥം മേ സ്യാത്, കഥാ വെൻ വിൽ ഇറ്റ് കം, when will the freedom from bondage come to me, kada vidhe, he bhagavan, he bhagavan, please help me, when I will be free from samsara, how I will be free from samsara, please help me, bless me, how to come out of this samsara. The desire must be there, intense desire, teevra mumukshutvam. Unless that tivra mumukshatvam is there, I can never get moksha. I need that tivra mumukshata, intense desire, not ordinary desire. How much intense desire na, if I dip your head in the water, you struggle for what, for life, you want to come out. That intense desire to survive, that much desire we must have to come out of the samsara. I don't want, that desire is only mumukshuta. Artho jignasu arthaarthi, jignasu gnatum iccha. Moksha is possible only by atma gnanam, therefore moksha iccha to be converted into jignasa, gnatum iccha. Why? That moksha is possible when I get jnanam. Any jnanam is not useful, but atma jnanam. Therefore, jnatum iccha, atma jnana iccha. That is the meaning. Samsara bandha nirmukti hi katham mesyat. Katha, kada, when will it come? That eagerness should be there. Padichinde irkum vandappo varata vanna. Let it come when it will come. If it is there in my tala ilithu, na, my prarabdha, it is there, it will come. Na. People say like that. Never say like that. I want. Now, here itself, I want. Iti ya sudruha buddhihi. That buddhi, that intention, tivra iccha. Buddhi means here iccha, desire. Sudruha. Sudrudha means sushtuhu, steady form, nishchayam is required. I want it. Nammalilla yeno daanu mokshama adenna ani kekkakoodada. I want it. Teevra drudha, strong desire. Just as people have strong desire on worldly objects, that much strong desire for moksha, for a വേദാന്തിക് സ്റ്റുഡന്റ്. ബുദ്ധി സാ മുമുക്ഷുത വക്തവ്യ, ദറ്റ് കെൻ ബി കോൾഡ് ആസ് മുമുക്ഷുത, ഡിസൈർ ഫോർ മോക്ഷ, വിച്ച് ഈസ് ഫോം, ദറ്റ് മീൻസ് ഐ നെവർ ലൂസ് സൈറ്റ് ഓഫ് മൈ ഗോൾ. മെനി തിങ്സ് ആർ കമ്മിങ് ഇൻ ടു മൈ ലൈഫ്, ദേ ഷുഡ് നോട്ട് ഡിസ്ട്രാക്ട്, ദേ ഷുഡ് നോട്ട് ഡ്രാഗ് മീ ഇൻ ടു ദർ എറീന. They should not drag me. If I lose sight of my goal, they will drag. Therefore, I should not lose sight of my goal. Shastram, shastram, shastram. I want to go dive deep into shastra. And the swimming pool, they go dive deep into under the water. And the word shastram, ocean, like, we have to go deep. Nammevo mele mele irukko engyo. On the top, we are just like, na. Doing swimming and the end of our ulla pona dane. I have to go deep into shastra. Every class I have to study, every word I have to receive, I have to focus my mind. Pashyan srinvan srishan jigram. Eppome shastram, shastram, shastram. Abudda irkanam. Tat chintanam, tat kathanam. Anyonya tat prabodhanam. Adee manasu. In family members should say, enna unakku shastram paithyam, guru paithyam. If they say, you are a best student, and Ardham. You are the good, best student. Sa mumukshuta, real, tivra mumukshutvam.
These are the four sadhana chatushtaya sampatti. Next, after completing this, now he is coming to the actual teaching. That too he gives only brief, then vistaraha comes later. Samkshepa vistaraha, shloka 10.
Ukta sadhana yuktena vichara purushena hi kartavyo jnana siddhyartham atmana shubham icchata.
Having heard all sadhana chatushtaya sampatti, Acharya asking, are you really interested in shubham, mangalam, shreyas, that is moksha? Are you desirous of shubham icchata, atmanaha, for your well-being? Atmanaha shubham icchata means for your well-being. Shreyascha prayascha manushyametaha tau samparitya vivinakti dhiraha. Are you ready to select shreyas? Prayas is world, worldly materialistic life. Shreyas is moksha. Among these two, between these two, what do you want? Shreyas or prayas? Shreyas. This is shubham. What about prayas? Ashubham. Why it is ashubham? Because it gives insecurity, unhappiness, dukkham it gives. Therefore ashubham amangalam. Shubham is moksha, shreyas. Therefore atmanaha shubham icchata jnana siddhyartham kartavyaha. Jnana siddhyartham, to get jnanam, to attain knowledge, self knowledge, kartavyaha, what to be done, what is to be done, kartavyaha. Ukta sadhana yuktena vicharaha paurushena hi kartavyaha. To attain that prayas or moksha, one has to do enquiry. Vicharaha kartavyaha. By whom? Purushena. Purushena means the one who is a mumukshu, the one who is a sadhana chatushtaya sampannaha. Ukta sadhana yuktena, by possessing, with the possession of sadhana chatushtaya sampatti, carrying all of them with you. Okay, sadhana chatushtaya sampatti, wealth you have to carry with all these. Ukta, ukta anna, above said all sadhana chatushtaya sampatti yuktena, along with them. Adella vittitti na matram aham brahmasmi illa mudiyadappa, it is not possible. Yuktena, along with them. With them means that above said sadhana chatushtaya sampatti. Kim kartavyam? Vicharaha, enquiry. By whom? Purushena, by a person. That person who is having sadhana chatushtaya sampatti, purushartha ichchuhu, dharma artha kama moksha purushartha. What is the ultimate purushartha? Moksha. Therefore the person who has taken the choice of moksha purushartha, dharma artha kama are all secondary, already enough he has given goodbye to them, and coming towards moksha purushena vicharaha kartavya. Kartavyaha, vichara, to be done, enquiry. How the enquiry has to be done, Acharya is going to explain later. Kastvam koham kuta ayataha, where from I am coming, where am I going, he is going to explain that. Therefore any amount of karma cannot give moksha. Jnanam alone can give. For that one has to do vichara, not Tamil vichara. You need not do, it is there all the time. Here vichara means enquiry. What do you mean by enquiry? ശ്രവണ മനന നിധിധ്യാസനം. ശ്രവണം മീൻസ് യു നോ കൺസിസ്റ്റന്റ് ആൻഡ് സിസ്റ്റമാറ്റിക് സ്റ്റഡി ഓഫ് സ്ക്രിപ്ചേഴ്സ്, അത് കണ്ഠപാഠം. ഓക്കേ, ദറ്റ് ഈസ് കാൾഡ് വിചാര. വിചാരം മീൻസ് വീട്ടിൽ ഉക്കാണ്ട് ഹൂയാമായി ഹൂയാമായി, നോട്ട് ലൈക്ക് ദാറ്റ്. Not doing any karma, upasana, japa and all. Only enquiry. Kartavya. For what purpose? Jnana siddhyartham. Atma jnana. If you want to accomplish that atma jnanam, you want to attain that atma jnanam. Jnana siddhyartham. What is this jnanam? What for? Atmanaha shubham ichyata. Are you really interested in shubham, moksha, for your well-being? If you are having interest in your well-being, you start to vichara. You have done lot of vicharam for your so many things. Now you start at least proper inquiry. Until now, you have casual listening. Ippada mukshatame vandachi swamini anna. Chalavat abdida aho. People do not know why they are coming, why they are studying, what for. They do not know. Just like that they come. That is why when you come to the class, it gives benefit, it gives definitely benefit. No doubt in that. You get Chitta Shuddhi, slowly you get Ekagrata, then you become qualified in the class itself. Suppose all these are not coming, at least Punyam avadu varum. You get Punyam. Okay. So anyhow, you come to the class better. Okay. പുണ്യം യു വിൽ ഗെറ്റ് ആർ ചിത്തശുദ്ധി യു വിൽ ഗെറ്റ് ആർ ഏകാഗ്രത ആർ ജ്ഞാന യോഗ്യത സാധന ചിത്തശേഷം ക്ലാസ്സിലേ വരും. ചില പേർക്ക് ക്ലാസ് വരത്തക്ക് മുന്നാടിയേ ഇരിക്കണോ, ചില പേർ ക്ലാസ് വന്നതക്കപ്പുറം വരും. വാട്ട് ടു ഡു? ഓക്കെ, ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് ആൾസോ ഓക്കെ. ദൻ സ്ലോലി ആഫ്റ്റർ 2-3 പ്രകടന ഗ്രന്ഥാസ് യു ബിക്കം എ റിയൽ മുമുക്ഷു. വാട്ട് ടു ഡു? ഓക്കെ, ദാറ്റ് ആൾസോ. സം പീപ്പിൾ നെവർ ബിക്കം മുമുക്ഷു. Not like you. You are all good students. Some people, I am telling, some people. Because lot of qualifications are required. What to do? Any study for that matter, you require qualifications. Therefore, let us equip ourselves and make us eligible for Jnana Siddhyartham. Okay? More in the next class. പൂർണമദ പൂർണമിദം പൂർണാത് പൂർണമുദച്യതേ പൂർണസ്യ പൂർണമാദായ പൂർണമേവാവശിഷ്യതേ. ഓം ശാന്തി ശാന്തി ശാന്തിഹി. ഹരിഹി ഓം. ശ്രീ ഗുരുഭ്യോ നമഃ. ഹരിഹി ഓം.